you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Happy weekend, everybody. As always, we here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show hope all of you had a good week. And we also hope you have a fun, relaxing weekend planned. But I'm going to be perfectly honest. It's been a pretty tough week in the Hames house. Because Tuesday, my wife's mother passed away. And as a family, we've struggled with that loss. Now, don't get me wrong. My mother-in-law lived a long and a happy and a fruitful life. She was 90 years old. She had endured some debilitating medical issues these past few years, so we all knew this moment was on the horizon. And you know, you can say that you've thought it all out and you're prepared for it, but you're not. Not really. My wife is profoundly sad. We all are. But my daughter was especially close to her beloved mamma. As a matter of fact, all three generations of my girls were soulmates. And in the depths of our hearts, we know that my dear mother-in-law is dancing with her husband now, who passed before her many years ago, and her four sisters, who are also gone. So she's no longer in discomfort. Actually, it's my wife and kids who need the peace and serenity. And me, too, because I love my mother-in-law a lot. You know, I hear people, comedians, making mother-in-law jokes all the time, but those jokes always kind of ring hollow with me because my wife's mother was one of the sweetest, kindest, most loving people that I have ever known in my life. I couldn't have asked God for a better mother-in-law. I even said that to her when I kissed her goodbye this past week. Best mother-in-law ever. Those were my words. But I hear some of you already. Sorry for your loss, Randy, but what's this got to do with the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show? Well, honestly, I hesitated to even mention that event, but when I stopped to think about it, I reflected back on one of the bywords of this show. Cooking is an act of love, and no one in my life embodied that spirit better than my mother-in-law. She was a woman of deep faith, and she was devoted to her family, but at the center of it all, my mother-in-law had a servant's heart. You know what I mean? Thelma Miller Webb was her name. Miller was her maiden name. Her husband always turned it into a Cajun name, Millar. She was the youngest of five girls, those Millar girls, born in Louisiana, in a town so small that when they went to places like Manny and Zwolle, that was a trip to the big city. And the nearest restaurant was probably in one of those towns, Manny or Zwolle. It probably wasn't much more than a coffee shop or a Dairy Queen stand. So her family ate 99.9% of all their meals at home. That meant that all five of those young girls toiled away in the kitchen with their mama all day, every day. And in the process, my mother-in-law learned how to cook, and she cooked well. You know, back in the days of the Great Depression, people made do with whatever they had, or whatever they could scavenge from their family farms to piece together meals. So my mother-in-law could take just about anything and make dinner out of it. Oh, she was an expert at Cajun dishes, too. You know, gumbo, jambalaya, red beans and rice, lots of others. And I was blessed because she passed all of those recipes along to her daughter, my wife. You can't have her. She's mine. And to this day, Cindy still refers to an 8x10 index card on which my mother-in-law typed out the exact step-by-step recipe for red beans and rice, one of my favorites. And she even included a footnote at the bottom of the 8x10 card. It simply warned, "Make sure that your gas masks are handy and that your insurance is paid up on the waterbed in case there are any holes in it." You know, beans, they're good for your heart. My mother-in-law was a hard-working woman, but boy, she had a great sense of humor. As a matter of fact, one of my very first memories of Thelma was right after Cindy and I got married, and my wife was complaining to her mother that I was being unreasonable because I insisted upon having meat with every meal. My mother-in-law just looked at her daughter and said,
"Well, Cindy, you just need to fix that man some meat then."
In that moment, I knew I'd married into the right family. Oh, I was deeply in love with their daughter. Still am, no doubt about that. But my mother-in-law was on my side. And my wife would tell you even today, she stayed on my side for the rest of her life, especially when it came to satisfying my appetite. And nothing demonstrates that better than fried chicken. I've told you before how much I adored my grandmother's pan-fried chicken, so much so that my grandma made me fried chicken every Friday night. I mean, I routinely spent the night at my grandparents' house every Friday night so my parents would have a night out. And my beloved grandmother would make my favorite fried chicken every Friday night. Because cooking is an act of love. And my grandma loved me. Oh, my grandpa loved me, too, because never once did that man complain about having to eat fried chicken every Friday night. As a matter of fact, every Friday he'd walk in the back door and he'd pause and he'd sniff the aroma in the air. Then he'd lift one eyebrow and look over at me and say, "Fried chicken? What a surprise." Then he'd laugh and he'd tickle me and we'd run out in the backyard and play catch while grandma finished dinner. Well, my mother-in-law made fried chicken one night when Cindy and I were at their house for dinner. This was right after we got married. And I told that story about my grandmother. Without ever mentioning it again, my mother-in-law made fried chicken almost every time we ate at their house. And I knew why. Because my mother-in-law was born with a servant's heart. She just wanted to make her family happy. And she'd work her fingers to the bone to make dinner finger-licking good. You know what I mean? My mother-in-law also made some pretty fantastic lemon cake that my entire family loved, but my son learned to love at a very early age. He was spending a few days at Mama and Papa's house. He was just a toddler, maybe a little older, and he and Papa usually got up early each day, let Thelma sleep in. So one morning, my mother-in-law got up and wandered into the kitchen to get her first cup of coffee for the day, and she discovered that the lemon cake she had finished baking just the night before was suddenly more than half gone already. She turned to her husband and she said, "J.W., where'd the lemon cake go?" My father-in-law said, "Well, my grandson was hungry and he had to eat something for breakfast." Mama said, "But half a lemon cake for breakfast?" Papa just kind of shrugged and said, "But he was just so darn cute." My mother-in-law hasn't been physically able to cook for years now, but back in the day, she'd rise before everybody else in the house, make a full-blown breakfast, bacon, eggs, toast, pack lunches for the two kids at school, then trudge off to work as a secretary, and then, of course, she'd speed home late in the day and whip up some phenomenal dinner like roast rice and gravy or red beans and rice or sauce pecan with rice. Yeah, I know that's a lot of rice, but it was Louisiana, for crying out loud, you know, Cooney ice cream and all. And don't even get me started on that cornbread recipe she passed down to her daughter. "Yes, it's like cake," as my mother used to say. "Okay, darling, I hear you. I know it's like cake doesn't mean she put sugar in it like a Yankee. Heresy, I say. That would be heresy in my household, boy." Yeah, my mother-in-law viewed cooking as an act of love. And she worked hard at it, too. Don't you know she would have loved these newfangled Instant Pots that everybody's talking about now? Oh, sure, she used one of those old-fashioned pressure cookers like everybody else back in the day. You know, the ones that whistled when you needed to turn down the fire? Yeah, but these Instant Pots that we're talking about, they're more than just pressure cookers. They're a whole lot more than that. They're multi-purpose cookers. I've even read they can replace half a dozen, 8, 10 different kitchen appliances, like pressure cookers or crock pots or steamers. And they'll do all of that stuff in half the time. Heck, they'll even make yogurt, for crying out loud. Or they'll just keep your dinner warm if you want. So we're going to dedicate today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show to people like my dear, sweet, loving mother-in-law and all the rest of those Millar girls, like my wife and my daughter. You deserve a break today, Thelma. And no, I don't mean McDonald's. No, today we're going to be talking about Instant Pots.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side-by-side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first-place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
We are delighted to welcome back Melly Gomez to the show. How are you, Melly?
I'm doing good. How are you, Randy?
I'm great. Melly is an expert chef, and she's also an instructor at Sur La Table University, if you will. We know there are several locations of Sur La Table around the greater Houston area, so which one is your home base, Melly?
We are out of Friendswood in the new expansion of the Baybrook Mall.
So how many classes do you teach in a week?
It really depends on the week. I teach about 5 to 7 classes, but we have 3 other instructors as well, and we teach 1 to 4 classes a day.
So do you teach the same classes over and over, or do you kind of bounce around a little bit?
We bounce around a little bit. We might have the same class multiple times throughout the month, just so we can make sure we are accommodating to everybody's schedule. You know, some people work in the day, and then some people work in the evening as well. But we change our menus every month, so we're kind of on a little bit of a rotation. So every month it might have a similar name, but we're offering a whole new menu.
Now, a lot of our dedicated listeners will remember Melly from her previous appearances here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But for those who haven't heard those shows, give us a brief overview of your background. Where were you born, reared, schooled, all that kind of thing?
Okay. I've been in Texas for pretty much my entire life. I have been cooking and baking my entire life. My mother was one of my biggest influences. I grew up in the kitchen with her. So when I went to culinary school after high school, it was just an easy transition, and I've just been in the industry ever since.
Where did you work in the food preparation industry before you landed at Sur La Table?
I have worked all over the city. I worked for Pappas for a little bit. I've worked at different mom and pop shops over in the Greater Heights area. I've also worked for other corporate companies. I worked for Levy's restaurants for a little while. So I was at the Red and White Wine Bistro. I'm inside the Toyota Center.
So how'd you wind up teaching culinary classes?
Well, after working at a few different places, I was just kind of bored, I guess. I had worked in all different kinds of establishments, mom and pop shop, fine dining, casual. I've been front of house and back of house. So I was trying to find something interesting or something new to do. So I applied for a sales associate position at Sur La Table because I was just kind of in a transition phase. And the resident chef at the time, Alexia Bonomi, she was like, well, you're a chef, why don't you try teaching for me? And I had never taught classes before. But once I did, I just fell in love with it. It was a little bit of a struggle at first, but it's been the best decision I've made.
What's your favorite part of teaching?
My favorite part is that they're there because they want to listen to me. I mean, I have a lot of repeat customers, and after working in the industry for many years, I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I love that I can teach my students and so that they know all these little tips and tricks. So when they go home, it's going to essentially better their life. It's going to make their day a whole lot better, their dinner a whole lot more flavorful than it probably would have been just from little tips and tricks.
What are the most popular classes?
Ooh, it's tough to say, just because we offer a variety of things. Everybody loves the date nights, of course, because it's a fun thing to do. You bring a bottle of wine and come with your date and just have fun. Or you can even bring your friend or your family. It doesn't have to be a date. But our kids' classes are pretty fun also. We teach our kids' classes just like the adults. So everything is still hands-on. The kids get to do cutting. We get to use the different machines and the burners and all that. So it's pretty fun.
Which class do you enjoy teaching the most?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I wish I had a better answer, but I don't have a favorite whatsoever. I love them all. I don't think there's been a class that I haven't liked.
So what specific courses do you have on the schedule here in the next few weeks that our at-home chefs might be interested in?
Well, we have the last available class for Night Out I Heart Rome. So we are doing, it's essentially seared lamb chops, but we actually do our lamb chops in the sous vide. We leave them in there for about an hour or so, so they come out nice and medium, and then we sear them over the grill. We also have sauteed chicory with red peppers, we usually use serranos or even Thai chilies if they want a little more spice. And then we also have a lattice crust tartlet. So we have been doing apricot and tangerine marmalade inside.
Another one that caught my eye, Melly, was five-ish ingredient cooking. Talk about that one.
So a lot of our clients want to know a lot of different menus that can be pretty quick and easy for dinner time or for weekday meals. And the five-ish ingredients, there's not a whole lot of prep to it. Most of what we do is one pan cooking, so that way it's really going to help you out flavor-wise and time-wise as well.
Now, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on Instant Pots. They seem to be all the rage these days. We even gave one to our daughter-in-law for Christmas. Now, she owns and operates her own interior design business, and she has a six-year-old whirlwind of a son to take care of, too. So she loves her Instant Pot. Let's begin by having you explain what exactly is an Instant Pot, because a lot of people in our audience don't know anything about them at all.
So the big highlight of them is they are an electric pressure cooker. So you can have a beef roast done in half an hour or even a bone-in chicken thighs done in 10 minutes.
Cool.
Because it heats and pressurizes everything. So it just kind of, it bastes everything and it helps tenderize the meats as it goes. But they are actually multi-cookers. So they also have a slow cook setting to them. They have a saute setting, so you can do one pan cooking. You don't have to worry about transferring anything over. They have a yogurt setting, which yogurt takes a little while. It's about a day's process or so, depending how you're starting. So it'll keep track of that time and what temperatures you need to be at.
Now, we understand that Instant Pot is a brand name, but there are several other companies that manufacture the same kind of appliance that work exactly the same way. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We call them multi-cookers, Instapot. Some people will know what an Instapot is, some people will know what a multi-cooker is, and then most oftentimes they're referred to as electric pressure cookers.
So in your expert opinion, is one brand preferable to another, or do they all basically perform at the same level?
I will say they do not all perform at the same level, but they all get the essential procedure done. So we have ones by Breville that are just a little bit more detailed. They're at the top of the price range, though, because they are so detailed. You get to pick the PSI, which is the amount of pressure you want to add. It also has a lot of preset settings, and it's one of the only models that has an auto-release pressure on it. So you don't even have to push the button. It does everything for you.
Wow. So how many different brands of Instant Pots do you offer for sale at Sur La Table?
We have about four or five. So we have Breville, we have Instapot itself, we have Fagor, and I believe we have ones by Allclad as well.
How widely do they vary in price?
They start off, depending on what kind of Instant Pot you have, they might start off around $100, and they go all the way up to about $250.
Which brands are the most popular?
Instapot, of course. They did a really awesome job with their new 10-in-1 multi-cooker, which just debuted this past year. Initially, it was a 6-in-1, then a 7, and now they came out with a 10.
And does price seem to drive sales, or are your customers just interested in getting the best one they can find?
Instapot really is the most basic multi-cooker we have, and it's also the one that is going to be the best price.
What are some of the most popular dishes that people use an Instapot to prepare?
Oh, goodness. You can do everything there. I like to do my beef roast because it only takes half an hour and it comes out tender every time. That's the great thing about these multi-cookers is there's no guessing to it. It's whatever temperature it is, regardless of what you're making. So chicken thighs are pretty popular. We do an olive and green olive and lemon caper chicken inside. And that takes about 10 minutes.
So overall, how much faster does an Instant Pot do a dish as compared to the traditional version?
Well, a pork roast normally takes about 4 to 6 hours inside the oven or on the stovetop. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. Chicken thighs would normally take about anywhere from 45 minutes up to about an hour and a half. So it saves you at least an hour, if not more.
Melly, we need to take a break, but can you stick around for another segment? We want to talk about how you use an Instant Pot, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side by side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Melly Gomez, our go-to instructor at Sur La Table in Baybrook. Thanks for hanging around for an extra segment, Melly. We know you're busy. But actually, the subject matter for today's show is one of the reasons why Melly is so busy. Instant Pots are a hot topic right now. And we hear that customers ask you about them on a fairly regular basis. What do they want to know?
Well, they want to know if it actually works, if all the rumors are true, if your food really does cook that fast, if the quality is the same, and what the price range is as well. Is it something that's going to fit in their budget? Is it going to be a real investment for them?
Well, in regard to that, we read a really interesting article about Instapots. It was in the Chronicle on Valentine's Day, of all things. And the writer compared three dishes cooked in the traditional manner and then compared that against the Instant Pot. And the writer concluded, at least, that the traditional method was better in all three dishes. Does that surprise you?
A little bit it does, but I will say it does depend on what they were making.
Yeah, in most cases, I think that the writer was viewing it from more of a gourmet chef point of view rather than the hurried mom like my daughter-in-law we talked about a moment ago who needs to get that pot roast done and nothing flat. So he was comparing sauces and how the meat finished. So that probably had more to do with his conclusions than anything. What's the most unusual dish you've ever heard someone preparing in an Instant Pot?
The most unusual?
Yeah. New question, huh?
I don't want to say it's unusual, but I will say it's the most surprising. One of our chefs, Chef Tian, he actually makes a one-pot pasta inside the Instant Pot.
How does he do that?
I have no idea. I've never seen him do it. But what he does, he says he layers in his noodles and his meat. He uses already made marinara sauce and puts that in there already. And he puts the noodles in dry. He says it does get a little tricky with moisture, but he didn't tell me how much he adds inside there. So I don't know if it's one cup of water to a pound of pasta or if he does it just like in a pot, the traditional way, but he cooks his noodles and everything else right in there.
What are some things that we all should know about Instant Pots that we don't?
They can get pretty smelly. If you don't clean them properly, you don't allow them to air out or give them a vinegar bath, the little rubber gasket inside will get a little stinky.
Well, then let's talk about that. What is the best way to clean an Instant Pot?
Hand wash, of course. Even if something says dishwash, you really don't want to, especially when it's a pot or pan, just to be on the safe side. And make sure it dries fully. If it gets a little bit of buildup on the inside from anything sticking, you can always use Barkeeper's Friend. It's a multi-purpose cleaner. It's good on virtually almost any surface, really. And then the rubber gasket, you want to make sure that you bathe in vinegar so that way it removes any smell.
We talked in the first segment about what an Instant Pot will do a good job of cooking. What are some dishes you would suggest we avoid when using an Instant Pot?
Making lasagna gets a little bit hard just because of the pan that you have to put inside the bowl. It gets a little bit crowded, so I would say if you are using something that's in a dish, your fingers are going to get a little bit squished.
Well, let's talk specifics now, Melly. Pick out a few appetizers we could prepare in an Instant Pot and tell us exactly how you do it.
You can do spinach and artichoke dip inside the Instant Pot. You won't get a little bit of browning on top, but it'll definitely give you a nice, good, creamy product. You would just do it the traditional way where you blend your cream cheese and your fontina cheese, your spinach, and everything else that you're going to add to it and put inside. You can also do like an olive tapenade. If you put it on the slow cook setting, you can add different olives to it and herbs to it so it gets nice and fragrant, and you can use that as a little dip.
Now do the same thing with a couple of entrees, and don't be stingy with the details now, Melly. We all want to learn new tricks and tips.
Well, you can do pork carnitas inside of it, so if you want to do tacos at home, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes. You can add a little bit of pineapple juice, some guajillo chilies, some oranges in there as well, or orange juice in there as well. We did barley along with the roast. What else have we done? We've done soup inside. We've done a French onion soup. And when we did the French onion soup, we actually used all of the onions, so the inside and the skin as well. And later on, we just skimmed out the skin from it. Just because you can't really eat it doesn't mean you can't use it for its flavor.
And what about that crusty top? How do you create that in an Instant Pot?
You can always remove the bowl and add it to the broiler. You do have to be careful, though, so it doesn't get too hot. Or you can also take a kitchen torch and just torch the top.
Now, this might sound strange, Melly. Well, yeah, it will sound strange. Can you think of any desserts you can make with an Instant Pot?
Of course. You can make cheesecake. You can make molten lava cake, which we've made in our Instant Pot class, and it was so delicious. You can also do your creme brulee inside, or any type of cooked custard, really.
Are there any other kinds of dishes that we could use an Instant Pot to make that we haven't already discussed?
You can even do jams and preserves inside of the Instant Pot.
My.
It has a jamming setting to it as well.
And how would you do that?
It's very similar to the traditional canning method, except instead of having a big canning pot, you put it inside the pressure cooker. Most of them have a preset setting for the preserving method on there. You just add a little bit of water so it still pressurizes, so it creates that seal on the jars.
And what little tips and tricks have you learned about using Instant Pots that you can pass along to us?
Sometimes the preset settings are not always going to be the best. For example, most rice dishes, you may have to add a little bit less water and a little bit less time to it. Otherwise, it'll get a little too soft. At least that's what I've learned with making risotto and making pilaf inside. So just doing a little bit of testing as far as your time.
And what's the single biggest mistake that most people make when they use an Instant Pot?
The biggest mistake, I would say really just not cleaning it properly, just not allowing it to air out. That also will cause damage to the gasket, which is what actually holds in the pressure, which it'll end up leaking, and then you'll have issues with it later on.
Now, if you missed the first segment with Melly, she is an accomplished chef, and she's a culinary instructor at Sur La Table, and she has no doubt taught classes in just about everything imaginable in the kitchen, but we have to ask, do you guys offer any classes specifically for the Instant Pot at Sur La Table?
We do. They are called Comfort Cooking. Most of our locations are still offering it. We do a lasagna, a chicken, and a dessert.
There are so many different kinds of cooking classes at Sur La Table. We couldn't possibly list them all. So, Melly, tell us how people can find out more about your classes.
You can always go onto our website where we have our online calendars posted for every location, or you can go into the store itself, and we always have paper copies of what we have coming up next.
And does Sur La Table have some social media presence we need to know about?
You can always go to Facebook to like our main Sur La Table page, or you can go to my Instagram where I usually post most of our dishes.
And that's your own personal social media presence, right?
Yes, that is my personal Instagram.
And what will people find when they go there?
You can find pictures from the dishes that we make in class, and you can also find just some personal dishes from any personal chef jobs that I have had in the past.
Does it include some recipes and some good tricks and tips? I need all the help I can get here, Melly.
Absolutely. You can always ask questions on there as well. I have my messages open, and then it just gives you lots of dinner ideas. I will post new products that I try as well. For instance, I like to post pictures about different cheeses that Kerrygold sends us. So it just kind of makes them brand aware as well.
And how many locations of Sur La Table are there around the greater Houston area?
Oh, goodness. We have about five to six different locations. We have a store in the Woodlands and Champions. Those two stores do not have a culinary store, though. And then we have River Oaks, Sugarland, and City Center.
And you're, of course, in Baybrook Mall, right?
Yes, we are.
This is Melly Gomez of Sur La Table. Melly, you are always an invaluable resource for us wannabe chefs, and you're always so kind and patient to explain things to a know-nothing like me. So thanks for giving us your time, and let's visit again real soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames for the Poffin Burger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side by side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
My, there are experts everywhere we turn on this week's show, because we're going to talk to Celeste Terrell again right now. How are you, Celeste?
I'm wonderful, Randy.
Celeste is the co-owner of Well Done Cooking Classes here in Houston. She grew up in Louisiana.
Yes.
Somehow she got a degree in finance from Auburn University. We're still trying to figure that one out. But that apparently just didn't blow her apron up. Ha! See what I did there? Blow her apron. So anyway, she went on to the Cambridge School of Culinary Arts in Massachusetts. How did that come about?
Yeah, I just decided to go and check it out, and it just called to me. And so I went to my bosses and said, hey, I want to change careers. And they said, what?
It was like the siren sitting on the rock going, Celeste, Celeste, come here.
I believe it was. It was.
But then you worked all over the world, for crying out loud. Tell us some of the places you worked.
I worked in France in a 4-star hotel in the Alps region of France. So it was really nice because I was very, very close to Provence, the southern part with all the wonderful beaches and stuff. And then, of course, I was right there in the heart of all the skiing. So there was lots of cheese and potatoes and sausages to eat. So it was terrible.
But somehow after that, you wound up down here in Houston. So how did well-done cooking classes get started, Celeste?
Well, basically, I was actually working for a local steakhouse called Perry's. And I met my soon-to-be partner in crime, Catherine, not too long after that. And she was wanting to start some sort of a business after she had just graduated from University of Texas. So I was like, well, there's a couple things I know how to do. I know how to cook. I know how to teach accounting and a little guitar. So what can we do?
So you decided to cook.
Yes, the cooking part is what won out. So that's where we went from there.
Well, let's talk about Catherine. It's Catherine Herod, your business partner.
Yes.
She studied under a pastry chef. What's his name?
Yeah, she studied under Eddie Van Damme.
Wow.
No relation to Jean-Claude.
But he does work with his hands.
He does work with his hands. Now, I don't know if he can do the split.
Yeah. So does Catherine just handle the baking classes, or does she teach savory classes too?
She teaches some of the savory classes, but mostly she does handle most of the baking and pastry classes. But she will teach occasionally some of them.
Now, the last time you were on the show, we promised to talk about your music. What kind of music do you perform?
My music sort of, I guess you could say, is kind of like a country rock sound. So it's stuff that I like to write and then throw a few of my favorites from a long time ago and things like that. So when I can, I get to play it around.
Now, you know that the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is produced in our professional-grade sound studio, Edgewater Studios. One of the many things we do here is record albums.
Oh.
My son, I'll very proudly say, is a highly trained record producer, and we'd love to have you come over and do some studio sessions someday.
Well, we'll have to see about that. That's for sure. That would be fun.
But today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show moves indoors. We're going to talk about Instant Pots. Do you guys have any classes at Well Done Cooking classes about how to use an Instant Pot?
We don't have anyone specifically titled. However, one of the main features of an Instant Pot is the pressure cooking feature that they tout. And we use pressure cookers all the time in several of our classes. So we definitely touch on how to use those in there.
So have you tried one in your kitchen at home?
The particular brand of Instant Pot, I have not tried that one. However, we have had brands of electric slow cookers, electric pressure cookers. And so I've tried different several kinds in that area. And then what we use in our classes are the what we call manual pressure cookers. They're like the old-fashioned. They don't make the whistle sound as far as like they used to. It used to be the louder the whistle, the more you should run. But these are more of the ones that are like they simply have a certain way of telling you exactly how to know when the pressure is at the right level. And so it just has like some visual signs for you to use. So we've had lots of experiences with the different types of components that go into using the actual Instant Pot.
Yeah, I remember that little at grandma's house. That meant the green beans were ready.
That or, we all better get out of the kitchen fast.
So how do you feel about Instant Pots? You've used them. Are you satisfied with the results?
Well, from what I've heard, it saves a lot of space. And it combines a whole bunch of products into one. And so, essentially, you no longer have to have a separate slow cooker. You no longer have to have a separate pressure cooker. And it can also do some sautéing and some things like that. So, it's in terms of space saving and having a pot that can do a little bit of everything, it sounds like a good mix.
Now, obviously, Instant Pots speed up the cooking process. But in your personal opinion, do they sacrifice quality in the name of saving time?
Honestly, no. I would say that 95% of the public out there would have no idea that you used a pressure cooker Instant Pot.
most people will not notice the difference. In terms of what you're getting for time saving and taste, you can't beat it. But nothing ever beats just simply letting things go slow and low. Taste-wise, nothing ever beats that, but most people honestly would never know the difference.
What kind of dishes work best in an Instant Pot?
Because you have the ability to do either the slow cooker feature or the pressure cooker feature where you can cook things quickly, you can do any type of a meat dish that needs a long time to cook. And so this is typically your tougher cuts of meats. Your tougher cuts of meats tend to need a long time to break down. They need to bring the muscle fibers down. And that's because they get more work. And so therefore they build up a lot more of these sinews and fibers that need to be broken down. And the only way to get rid of those is either by doing a long, slow cooking, or when you're using an Instant Pot on the pressure cooker setting, it increases the boiling point to from 212 at sea level to 250. And that's what allows it to cook things so much faster. And so that allows for the muscle fibers to break down so much quicker. And so that's what makes them have such that wonderful, sort of nice, beautiful, tender type of taste. So anytime you want to make a stew, a pot roast, braise some short ribs, those are all great. First things you would think of that you would want to do like in an Instant Pot. But what's great is actually you can move on from there and you could do risottos. Which normally takes stirring for 45 minutes that you can break down and do in 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, you can even do cheesecakes and custards. That's what's great about a pressure cooker. You can do those all those kind of things in there, and it cuts the time down by a third.
On the other hand, on what kind of recipes would you avoid using an Instant Pot? Never asked that question before, huh?
You know, that's it. I mean, that's just it. It just seems like you can do almost anything. It's just by just changing the amount of time that you do it in.
Well, then that's the answer, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is. I mean, you could even steam broccoli in the pot.
Wow.
And steam it in, say, 45 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's just it. I mean, like, it's hard to say, really, what you couldn't do in there. I mean, obviously, I probably wouldn't bake bread. There you go.
Well, give us some quick tips and tricks for using an Instant Pot more effectively.
Okay, the biggest thing is your limitation on size. It does say it can saute. However, if you're going to saute a lot of items, and, you know, it's all about trying to get things done quickly. So I might saute a few things in the Instant Pot, but I'd also probably get a skillet out just so I could go ahead and saute my different types of meats and get that stuff rolling as soon as possible. The only other thing, too, I have noticed that with the electric pressure cookers like the Instant Pot is they tend to take so if you go and you get recipes, sometimes people get recipes online, you may have to adjust the time to be a little bit more than maybe what a recipe is written for, say, compared to, say, what we call the old school manual ones, the ones that make the sounds. They tend to take a little bit longer time. So you might have to add a little bit of time to adjust to the recipes and things like that.
This segment is just way too short. Celeste, give us the exact way listeners can sign up for Well Done Cooking classes.
Sure. We have all of our classes listed at welldonecc.com on our class schedule.
Class that caught my eye is Sauces, Dressings, and Kitchen Equipment. In fact, we're going to do an entire show on sauces because March is National Sauce Month. Would you be willing to come back and talk about that with us?
Sure, sure. Great thing about sauces is you learn about the sauces, but it also teaches you how to taste.
It's always a joy to visit with Celeste Terrell. She co-owns and operates Well Done Cooking Classes. And carve out some time to come see us here at Edgewater Studios, and we'll produce up that number one with a bullet music album for you, okay?
Sounds great, Randy.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.